This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, climate change is a hot topic that everybody's talking about. And this morning I have John Grimes, who is the Chief Executive of the Smart Energy Council, to talk to me about some of the government policies on energy. G'day, John. How are you?
Hey, Bernie. Good morning.
Now, John, you are the Chief Executive, as I said, of the Smart Energy Council. I think I better start by asking you about the Smart Energy Council. What do you folks do there?
We're really about supporting the transition, the jobs and the economic benefit of smart energy. So that's renewable energy, it's batteries, electric vehicles, smart chargers, and it's really about clean, affordable, reliable power.
Okay, and what I read that got me interested in the Smart Energy Council was something that said there is a new coal keeper, is a new tax, which I'm not sure the name of the tax, but you've called it coal keeper. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So our coal-fired power stations are getting really old and clapped out. They're starting to break down, and they're becoming less and less economic. So, you know, new solar, new wind is coming into the system at up to half the price of energy produced from coal-fired power stations. So they really are under pressure. Now, the good news is that Matt Keane, the New South Wales Energy Minister, says that New South Wales can be completely out of coal by 2030. But unfortunately, the federal government doesn't agree. And so Angus Taylor, the federal minister, has been pushing a program that would basically see a big subsidy paid to coal-fired power stations from electricity users because, of course, the federal government is really committed to keeping coal in the system for as long as possible. Now, what this actually means is that it would be a new charge on your electricity bill. Now, we don't know exactly how it'll be made up, but if we look at Western Australia, where they have a capacity charge, and we extrapolated and said, well, what if that was applied here in New South Wales? Well, that charge could be up to $450 per energy user per year. Now, that's mums and dads, it's householders, the small businesses could be over $1,000 a year. Now, this would effectively be an extra charge, a tax, if you like, on our power bills that would be paid to the big coal-fired power stations, to the big gas-fired power stations. And so it's a bit perverse, you know, that you'd have this charge that you're paying. It's kind of like a carbon tax, really, but this carbon tax doesn't take carbon out of the atmosphere. It actually
works in reverse.
Exactly. So therefore, we've dubbed this coal keeper, and we think people would think this is really outrageous if they found out about it.
What's the actual name of this program or tax that you're referring to?
So it's called the Capacity Management Scheme, and basically what the federal government is saying is that, you know, we need to keep this capacity in the system. The problem is that all of the energy specialists don't agree with them. We have the head of the energy market operator. They're the really smart people that run the energy system in Australia, AEMO, and they said that by 2025, they're all set up to be able to run a 100% renewable grid in Australia. So we've got the technology, we've got the investment, it's working, and now we just need to see the orderly retirement of coal so that we can meet our carbon emission reduction targets. We can be a good citizen in the world. And best of all, we're putting cheaper electricity into the system, so we're going to bring electricity prices down in the process.
Okay, John, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of more time, but I do have time for one more question, because we could obviously talk about this in much greater detail, but the question that I have for you now is that for all the mums and dads that might be listening, what can they actually do? Is their vote the only thing that they can do, or are there other suggestions you might have?
Well, the first thing, have a look at smartenergy.org.au. We have a petition there where you can send a letter to your state energy minister to say no to coal keeper. But a federal election is coming up, and I'm really afraid to say that, you know, we've been living with a federal government that just doesn't want to take action. And I think the only thing that will move them is political pressure. Let's put that pressure on. If you're inside the Liberal Party, send the message to the National Party. If you're a voter and supporter on the Conservative side of politics, send the message. And for everybody else, let's put the pressure on, because Australia has to move. Our position's untenable. The future depends on it.
Good on you, John. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, and I hope you continue doing the great work that you're doing.
Good on you. Thanks, Bernie.
Good on you, John. That was John Grimes, Chief Executive of the Smart Energy Council.